वासुदेव पराय अघम धुंधम विकास ने न निहार निबभास में सपाड़ी वेरी रेयरली Somebody means very rarely. It is not so easy thing to become Vasudeva Parayana. Yesterday I explained that Bhagavan Krishna says that Jatutamapi Siddhyanam Kastit Beti Manta Manushanam Sahasrihu Kastit Jitadeh जतते सिद्ध सिद्धि मेन परफेक्शन ऑफ लाइफ जनरली दे टेक इट अष्ट सिद्धि योग प्रैक्टिस अनिमा लघिमा महिमा प्राप्ति सिद्धि हिता विशिता प्राकम्य तो दीज आर कॉल्ड सिद्धि योग सिद्धि. योग सिद्धि मीन्स यू कैन बिकम स्मॉलर देन द स्मॉलेस्ट. हाउएवर एक्चुअली मैग्निट्यूड इज वेरी वेरी स्मॉल. So, by yoga siddhi, in spite of having this material body, one yogi can come to the smallest size and anywhere you keep him packed, he'll come out. That is called anima siddhi. Similarly, there is mahima siddhi, lagima siddhi. He can become lighter than the swab of cotton. The yogis, they become so light still. There are yogis in India. Of course, in our childhood, we saw some yogis who used to come to my father. So, he said that he could go anywhere within very few seconds. And sometimes they go early in the morning to Jagannath Puri, to Ramaswaram, to Haridwar, and take their bathing in different Ganges water. That is called Labhimasit. You become very light. He used to say that we are sitting with our Guru, and discussing, we are sitting here, after 2 seconds we see in the departure. This is called Lagima Siddhi. So there are many yoga siddhis. People become very much puzzled by saying the yoga siddhi. But Krishna says, Jasutamati Siddhas. Among many such Siddhas, we have got Yoga Siddhi. Jasutamati Siddhana. Kosti Jeti Mam Tattva. Somebody may understand. So one may achieve some Yoga Siddhi, still it is not possible to understand Krishna. That is not possible. Krishna can be understood only such person who has dedicated everything to Krishna. Therefore Krishna wants that, demands, sarva dharman purityajya mam ekam sarva. Krishna is fully understandable by pure devotee, not anyone else. Tathāpi te deva padām vijatvam prasāda leśānu grihita iva hi jānāti tattvam nacāna yikopi chiram vichinna. Those who are favored by the causeless mercy of Krishna, they can understand Krishna. Others, Nacana Ekopi Chiranga Vishnu. Chiranga means for a long time, for many years. If they speculate only what is God or what is Krishna, that process will not help us. There are many Vedic bhashas like that. अतस्ति कृष्ण नामादि न भवेत् प्रायम् इन्द्रियै सेवन मुखे ही जीवादौ स्वामी वस्पुरस्तदा. कृष्णा हिज नेम हिज फेम हिज एट्रिब्यूट हिज एक्टिविटीज श्री कृष्ण नामादि न भवे. नामादि मीन बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम द होली नेम. now, Bhargava, if we keep ourselves on the material platform, then for 1,000 years we may chant Jilvijilvija. That is called Nama Pura. Of course, holy name is so powerful that even by chanting with offense, gradually he becomes pure. Therefore, we should not give up chanting. Any circumstances, we should go on chanting Hare Krishna. But the warning is that if we keep us on the material platform, then it will be not possible to understand Krishna, His holy name, His attributes, His form, His activities. It will not possible. So, the process is bhakti. And when you come to the platform of understanding Krishna, then immediately you become fit for being transferred to the spiritual world. That is Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita, Tatkadeham punarjanma daiti bhavi. So, then, first of all, people do not understand what is the aim of life. They do not care at the present moment. They have no distinction what is sinful life or what is pious life. But we may, what is called, not believe in these things. But things are, they are like that. Just like if you infect some disease, it will come up. If believe or not believe, it doesn't matter. Here is our doctor, sir. He knows that if you have infected some disease, it will come out. So, we are infecting so many infectious qualities. There are three qualities, sattva-guna, rajo-guna, tamo-guna. And according to our infection, we have to accept a different type of quality. Karmana-daiva-nitya-sana. Every one of us, we are working under the most material nature, and according to our association, we'll have to accept a certain type of body. Tathādehāntara-prāpti. Unfortunately, there is no science, there is no college, there is no university to learn this science of nature, how things are going on. Pratitekriyamānāni gunai karmāni sarvasa. Prakriti is going there. So, we are in this material world on account of this infectious condition, which is our problem. And we have to die. That's the fact. If you say that I don't believe in death, that is not excuse. Death must be there. You must die. So in this way our life is going on, so in the human form of life, we can rectify this. This is the process of Krishna consciousness, that if we rectify our constant association with divine material modes of nature, and as a result of this association, we are accepting one body and again dying and again accepting another body, again dying. This business will stop. Yadgatyana divattanti tadhamam paramam. Somehow or other, if you become free to go back home, back to Godhead. Jagat-kya, then you will have to come back again. But they do not understand that the material condition of life is always misery. They have accepted this very nice. Animals, just like in the slaughterhouse, livestock go down. There are so many animals, and they are going to be slaughtered. Everyone knows. They also know, the animals. But on account of their animal quality, they cannot do anything. Similarly, we are also put into the slaughterhouse of this material world. It is called Mrityu. Everyone knows that he will be slaughtered. Today, tomorrow, or 50 years after, or 100 years after, everyone knows that he will be slaughtered. He'll die. Death means slaughter. Nobody wants to die. The animal also do not like to die. But they are forcibly killed, which is called slaughter. Similarly, who wants to die? Nobody wants to die. But by nature's law, he has to be killed. That is slaughter. The whole material world is slaughter. We have to realize that. And it is called Mrityuloka. This is the problem. But they do not take it very seriously. Like the animal, he does not take very seriously. And even if he knows, he cannot take any step. So our position is like that. Mrityu-sansara-sadhana. We should understand our position. Nobody wants to die, but he slept. Again, he is given another chance, another body. Again, he slept. This is the laws of nature. They which Deshagunamai Mamaya Durutya. We should seriously understand this, that how to stop this slaughtering process of material nature. That is intelligence. Otherwise, to become happy like cats and dogs, who are very nicely eating, jumping, I don't care for being slaughtered. That is not very good intelligence. Intelligence is how to stop this flattering process of nature. That is being discussed. So, anyone can get out of this flattering process by devotion. That is criteria. Kichit kibulaya bhaktya. Kichit, that is not very common. Very rare one comes to Krishna consciousness. Kichit kibulaya bhaktya. Simply by devotion and service, one can get out of this dangerous condition of being slaughtered. Kichit kibulaya bhaktya. And who are they? Vasudeva Parayana, devotees of Krishna. Krishna's name is Vasudeva. His son of Vasudeva. Therefore, his name is Vasudeva. So, Vasudeva Parayana. Parayana means our ultimate goal is Vasudeva. Nothing. They are called Vasudeva. Vasudeva Parayana Abham Dhamlanti Abham means the material contamination. We are always associating with material contamination. So, if we become Vasudeva Parayana, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudullo, the same thing. Here he said, Keti, but very rarely. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudullo, Sudullo, very rare. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, although it is very rare, we are trying to deliver Krishna and love of Krishna. So, this is the topmost welfare activity for the human society, because it is very difficult to understand Krishna, and we, under certain process, we are delivering Krishna and it is being effective. The process is so nice. The Europeans and Americans, they did not know what is Krishna 5-6 years ago. But they are now very serious. Even one priest in Boston, he was astonished that these boys, Christian boys or Jewish boys, they are our men. And they did not get to know what is God, what is. Now they are after men, after God, they are men, how is it? There are many practical proofs. Just like in our many temples, Los Angeles temple, it was sold by the church because nobody was coming. Nobody was coming. There are many churches purchased in that way. Now you see in Los Angeles, it is always packed up. So we did not bring all these men from India. The men, the local men, and the church, the same church, why is that? Why they are taking interest? So, this is the effect of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He is personally being merciful. He is Krishna himself. So quickly. So if we keep ourselves in the right way, of executing Krishna consciousness, then it will be possible, even in this very life, we shall be perfect. Perfection means, saptadeham punarjanma naiti, mamiti. This body, this material body, we have to give up. Everyone knows. But those who are not becoming perfect, they will have to come back again to accept another body. But those who are developing Krishna consciousness, this is the final giving of material body. Go back, go back. This is Krishna consciousness moment. And try to execute it very carefully, lovingly, then your life is successful. So one who becomes fit for way to the spiritual world, Krishna Loka, Vaikuntha Loka, where is the question of his sinful yatra? No sinful man can go back to home, back to God. So if one is actually somehow or other, becomes fit for going back to home. That means automatically the sinful lesson of life. Now, one may question how it is. Well, if a man is sinful for many, many lives, how simply by becoming Krishna conscious he becomes free from the reaction? Yes, Krishna says, Yamaka protect proof from anyone else. Krishna says, Saradarman Pritajamami Kam Saranam Vaja Aham Swasa Rupapi Bhavam Krishna. Krishna says, I shall give you release from all sinful actions which you have committed for many, many months. Krishna says, Aham Swasa Rupapi Bhavam Krishna. Mahasutra. There is no question of worrying about it. So I have committed. But the thing is that after surrendering to Krishna, don't commit anymore sinful life. Then you are done. Whatever you have done, is done. It is done. But after surrendering, if you think it is a good business, I have surrendered. No, that is not surrender. The surrender is that Sarvadharman Purishtaji, he has no other business. That is it. You cannot become a devotee of Krishna and engage in sinful activities. Then, it is not surrender. You want to do your business on the strength of Krishna's blessing. So that is not enough. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Purishtaji. All kinds of activities, occupational duties, you should give up, simply be engaged in Krishna's service. Krishna's service as is, just like Arjuna. Arjuna, at the beginning, he was hesitating to be engaged in Krishna's service. Krishna wanted him to fight, to take part in the fight. But he was hesitant. But when he was instructed, Bhagavad Gita, he understood, he decided, yes, Karishri Vatanamta, I shall buy. This is Krishna Kosha. We have got many programs according to our mental construction. That will not help us. If we simply act at Krishna desire, then our life is Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Yuttama. This is Bhakti. Bhakti means Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam. You have to cultivate Krishna consciousness as it pleases Krishna, not his will. Anukullena. Just like Arjuna got orders directly from Krishna. One may argue, where is Krishna? No, you have got Krishna's representative. Guru. Jastra prasadāda bhagavat prasadāda. The representative is there. If you act according to his instruction, if you want to please him, then Krishna is pleased. Because in office, the managing director or the proprietor is not in contact. Of course, Krishna is in contact with everyone. Ishvara sarva-bhūtānā vidyate. But even taking this crude example, still, the office superintendent, if he recommends somebody, some class, that this man is working very nice, then he accepts him by giving him direct. There is no difficulty. Therefore, jastra prasādāda bhagavat prasādāda. If you want to please Krishna, you please Krishna Jitra. Sri Guru Charana Dati, Seisa Uttama Adhvati. That's the Indian. So, Krishna is not as that. Krishna is already within you. But he manifests himself as Guru. Prakash, which is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, things are very easily performed if we follow the system of the Krishna consciousness of them. And we should, we must. It is not that optional. If you make it optional, you will suffer. That is the basic. Krishna also said, māme vajap prapatnante māyāme tānata. You have to surrender to Krishna. Or because otherwise he'll suffer by this bacteria that you cannot avoid. So, every one of us, at least those who have taken Krishna consciousness as a life and soul, they should execute devotional service very sincerely, then their success is assured. Thank you very much.
Thank you.